Yeah, I'm good.
All right, so what's good, bro? How you been? I know it's been a minute.
What about you?
Trying to make the most of this time while I got it.
Wow. Yeah, it's tough, man. It's different.
Where you at right now?
I'm at home, AZ.
AZ, okay. Yeah. So you're out here. Yeah, I was telling him, like, it's weird because, like, this is, in a lot of ways, it's been a little bit of a blessing, like, having all this free time just to kind of figure some stuff out and work on some stuff.
Yeah, it's helped me. I was traveling a whole bunch.
Mm-hmm.
So it gave me a chance to kind of regroup and work on some things I've been wanting to, just being able to work from home and stuff like that.
Right. So what you been working on?
Besides my regular job, that's most of my hours every day. Once you work from home, man, the 8-hour day is turning like 10 to 12-hour day.
Right.
Just a bunch of stuff. I've been able to write more music, get back in the creative process and making it a little easier.
Yeah, I think Em was telling me you working on, are you putting a project together, or where are you at on that?
Yeah, I'm going to do chapter 2, so...
Well, first, let's go back. I didn't jump in. Let's introduce yourself real quick. Tell everybody about yourself.
Bet. So, government's Jerome Thompson, the musically scribe.
Mm-hmm.
From my mom, Nebraska, been out in AZ probably about 4 years. So, that's me. So, used to do a lot of music back in the day, took some time off, but that's about it.
Okay. Now back to what you were saying about the project. You said part 2, or what were you saying?
Yeah, so remember on the last joint, you did a video for me, the Try Music Tour.
Yeah.
That was a full album. That's the last project I did. I recorded some shit for people, like, here and there, like, verses here and there. But I didn't really sat down and did nothing in totality in a minute. So... that's what I'm kind of getting a chance to do, like, right now, to get back into recording and writing process.
How far in on the process are you? Pretty early, or?
I got some joints. It's just different because I'm used to recording and I'm all with F with Fun.
Right.
And so I had to find the studios and then get familiar with people and make sure I'm comfortable with it. Comfortability is huge. So. Mm-hmm. You don't realize it until you got to go somewhere else. And
yeah. You got to start rebuilding everything up again. Nah, trust me. I understand that one.
Yeah, it's tough. But I'm kind of far. I'm not going to do like a full joint. You know, I'm not a full album. I'm going to do maybe 4 or 5 songs.
Like an EP?
So like an EP and then roll another one probably after that.
Okay. What would you say I don't know, I don't ask too much, but like, is there any certain direction you're going with it or anything that you're trying to convey with this one?
Just trying to have fun with it, but at the same time, be a little more, I'm older now, I'm wiser, more engaged, what I mean? So, you got to know your audience, so there ain't going to be a whole bunch of other stuff, some of that's mixed into it too, but it's going to be some content that's more relevant too.
Right.
But it's still going to sound good. You got to make sure it sounds good first.
Of course.
People hear it and then throw it at them.
Would you say, like, just having this, like, with all that's going on in this time right now, would you say that's affected your or influenced your creative process at all?
That what's going on affected my career process?
Yeah, not just, and not necessarily affected, but influenced, different things in life may make you look at things differently, which may make you communicate or, different stuff, different ideas, different thoughts.
I guess what's going on right now, the biggest thing, for me, I'm glad I got to take advantage of a lot of things, like, prior to this, the family and everything like that.
Right.
And then just getting them to move around. I've gotten to travel, like, a lot of places around the world and meet a lot of people, do those types of things, right?
Mm-hmm.
It gives you some really good perspective. And then once you do that, and then you're back here in your quarantine, you really value what you're able to see and do, right?
Right.
I've been in U.S., Canada, been to a lot of the islands. Mexico, I was recently in, like, Cuba. I went to India this year. So
that's been around.
Right when I come back.
Right.
Boom. Corona hits. You can't go nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Can't his hands, you can't do anything. And it's crazy because you see it, like, when you see it on TV, when you see that shit in real life, you like,
right, right.
Hammering. It's a horse pissing right in front of the store.
Right.
A dude pissing right next to the horse.
Right. You
know? Like, you can't believe it. Like, oh, man, but it's different culture, and they just mm-hmm. move.
Where would you say your top three places that you've been recently are, and why? Just like the open, you know, eye opening, or just was totally different than you expected it to be, or just somewhere where you know you got to go back to.
Cuba is cool. I go there. I've been there a couple of times. So that's real cool. It hasn't been Americanized yet. So you get to see a lot of things. Like,
I keep hearing that. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, you know, if you go to Cancun and stuff like that, and me and my wife went to Cancun. Cancun is like lovely. When you go there, you're like, this is great. You go to Jamaica, it's great.
Right.
But in the tourist part, but when you go to the real deal, it's like, oh man, this is real.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get to see that, it's, you know, it's just, they do things differently. Like, the water runs differently. The way you live is different. Right. You know what I mean? So you can kind of almost be a little more relaxed and more free. And so right. that was cool. And then going to India was just totally different. Like, I was flying like in a plane you never flew in before, but you get everything you want, sleepers and all that. I'm taking house shoes, chip, no reason on with a meal. because they free. I'm like,
right.
One dude got pajamas. I looked at him, I'm like, hey, where my pajamas at? I didn't need the pajamas, but I
right, but still, they got them. So.
But damn. Then when you get there, you like in India, Hyderabad, I would never, ever drive there. Ever. You don't even know how it works. Like, I still can't solve the puzzle.
Right.
When I was in the car, every second, I lied to you out for like the first few hours, I was just jumping. Oh, yeah. Oh, you think you're getting hit. But no one hits each other.
Right. That's so crazy because they say it's like the wild, wild west on the road, but like they just make it work. Like
they make it work. You'll be in the intersection and you'll come and it'll be like 25 cars in different directions just there and you're stuck. You like, he's never going to make it through. So you really think you're stuck.
And right.
Like, honk, 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 honk.
And they figure it out.
And then you get through.
But yeah, coming from America, that'll give you anxiety, I would imagine.
Man, I'm telling you, I was like, you got to be kidding me.
Damn. Where in India was this? I might have missed it.
Hyderabad.
Okay. Damn. I don't even know if I've ever heard of that one.
So Hyderabad is kind of almost central India, a little bit north, I want to say. So you fly into New Delhi.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go to Hyderabad. But Hyderabad's a pretty big city, too.
Could you liken it to any American city?
What'd you say?
Could you liken it to any American city? Like, what it would be closest to here for, like, a reference?
There's nothing.
Nothing.
Because it's the safety measures are totally.
Well, yeah. Different. That's true. That's true.
There's nothing. It's like New York on steroids.
Right. Okay.
Totally. Yeah, but it's at the same time they like we gotta be ready because India is ready, man. Like as far as education, you notice when you call the phone or you.
Mm-hmm.
Call your phone company, talking to people in India.
That's yeah, everything. Me and Em were just talking about that, and I was just watching some stuff. Like, it seems like a lot of like textile manufacturing and even like technological production is moving to India. Yeah. Oh, it already was, but I think it's going to start speeding up even more now because so many things are leaving China.
It's there.
Yeah.
Like where we was at, they're like, this is a tech alley. I'm like, really? And they would point out the building to tell you which one is which. And they ain't no slouches over there either. Like, they got like their own version of MIT. So the people are like India, because for me, for like engineering, mm-hmm. they'll have like the top of their class and they'll try to go into like the MITs, all that stuff, right?
Right.
And if they can't get into there, they have their equivalent of an MIT over in India. So when you see your staff that you're working with, you're like, okay, I'm going to have you do this, and this. And the way they do production and pump shit out, it's scary. You're like,
damn.
Oh my God, they are efficient.
Yeah, it sounds like they're next up in a lot of different ways.
Yeah. Yeah, man, we better get it together, man. It was scary.
Damn. That makes me... Okay, how long was that flight? or how did you, what was the route to get there from where you are?
It was Phoenix to Vancouver, and then Vancouver to New Delhi, which is the longest leg.
Yeah, how long is that leg, roughly, from Vancouver to New Delhi?
Shit, that was long, like maybe 11 plus hours.
Okay.
It was a long time.
Right.
I watched a lot of movies. A lot, like, and they just...
Go through a whole Netflix series.
You get whatever you want, like, whatever you want. They just, and then you get to get into the executive lounges, and these executive lounges, they have, like, showers, all the food you want, all the high-class drinks you want, and you don't pay nothing for it.
It's just crazy that now, like, just in this moment, I just realized how foreign the concept or thought of international travel is in this moment. Like, yeah, I want to say, like, I'm dreaming of traveling internationally. Like, it's, like, a really difficult. I mean, it is difficult, but, like, it just seems so unattainable in this moment.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I was like, this is the crazy, because I was supposed to go back.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm probably not going back, but just thinking about everything else we was going to do this year. We was going to go to Europe, maybe to some other places, and I'm like, who knows when we'll be able to go to those places.
Yeah, man. It's like, even, yeah, it, like, it's... You have to be a thrill seeker to want to travel right now. Like, that's what I realized. Like, I got to the point now, like, if I want to, I had so much, like, traveling and travel content, like, planned out. And I'm like, if I do it, like, it's cool because there's an extra added element. But I'm like, I'm also, like, literally risking it just going out somewhere.
You're super risk taking. Mm-hmm. If you do it now. Yeah. Before, it was like, if you ever meet, like, collect people and all that, they've been, like, everywhere. And they're like, yeah, I've been here. Like, a lot of my coworkers from like Ireland and different places like that. And one of the most interesting dudes from Ireland, he's been everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So lived in Australia, worked on an orange farm. This is an engineer. Africa, he's hiked Kilimanjaro, those type of places.
I'm
how you do all this shit? And just thinking about it, like, man, I'll probably never get to do all that now. Like, that's what my mission is, to do all that.
Right. Yeah, because it's, and that's the thing, like, even, and it gets into all political and all that, but even the news, like, you can't really figure out where the line is as far as, like, oh, is this just of course, any new strain of any virus, like, it's going to take time to figure it out, but, like, is it one of those things where we're just waiting for a fix and a vaccine and a few other things, or is this just, like, the new way of life, which would be a whole different thing, but you never know.
Man, and don't take it lightly, this is a lighter version. Like, when we watch movies, it'd be heavy. Like, you see, like, people looking like zombies and shit like that. So you can really tell they have it. Like, with this, we don't know what's what.
Right.
So if we can't defend this, what's the next?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
And then you start thinking about, global warming, and start talking about what could be in those ice caps. Those things start to melt. And it's like, this is nothing compared to what could be out there. So, yeah.
Yeah, just think of all the biochemicals and things like that that they're manufacturing and all that in order to do whatever. But
yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, but I guess at the same time, you still have to live your life. But yeah, it's going to be a whole lot more riskier to do it like we used to.
Yeah, it is, and a lot of people are going by that mantra. If I didn't have kids and shit, then I would be a little more reckless.
Yeah, that got me thinking that. Yeah, no, that actually has me thinking about the whole kid thing. I mean, either way, it's going to happen or it's not, but it's an added element when you start to see, like, not just a virus or something or a pandemic, but, like, the economical and the potential societal impacts. And, like, damn, do I really want to bring a kid in to have to deal with all of this?
Societal impacts are probably more bigger right now.
Oh, for
economically,
sure.
You don't even worry about that.
Yeah, and not just this one, but just something like this or whatever is coming, yeah. You know. It don't seem like things are going to get any easier in the world moving forward, but.
No, it's crazy, man. You really think about it. Like I said, I'd be living more. I could live more reckless, but if you got kids, you're like, oh, man, I can't care. I got to make sure they cool. Oh, that changes the day you have.
Yeah, I ain't going to lie. I ain't never been so happy to be single and childless ever. Like, this has been like one big meditative process for me. Whereas, man, I don't know how my hats is off to all y'all married men and men with spouses and people with children. Cause bro, I wouldn't take it. I wouldn't be able to take it. I should say.
And it's cool. You just develop a, like I said, it's the best thing you can do.
Well, no, I guess it's different. Like if I was a new father right now, it would be, I'd have lost my shit.
That would be tough. That would be, my kids are self-sufficient for the most part.
Yeah. I feel like if you already have the kids, it's like, it's just more quality time. But like, if this was all new, bro, I'd be bald right now.
Yeah. Well, yeah, for this thing, we locked in the house. And so if you get sick of each other, but when you got your kids and family, y'all can like hang out. I want to play a game. Yeah. And watch a movie. Yeah, you want to watch a movie with me? Yeah. So it's, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, like a lot of family men I talk to in LA, they're like, yo, you know, lifestyle's so busy that they never really have time. So that's the benefit to that, is like they get that quality time with the kids. Because I could imagine just day to day how, or as a single person, how fast time goes. But if you actually have a child and you're watching them grow up just so fast because you're always busy working or traveling, I could imagine like having this time right now is probably pretty cool.
Oh, man, I mean, out here, you know, weather has been so good up to this point. You're seeing people like, you never seen like mom and dad traveling and all that type of shit. Mm-hmm. And then now everyone's home, you're seeing the people bike rides and hanging out. You ain't never seen this much quality stuff.
What's it like over there? What's the, not the literal climate, but like how much have you guys had to social distance? How much has been shut down and how much is reopening now?
It's shut down. So it's shut down. I have you like jobs, everybody's mainly been working from home, right? Mm-hmm. And so the biggest impact we've seen has been businesses, small business. You can really see it with like restaurants, coffee shops, those types of things.
Right.
One of my homies here got a food truck. The food truck is real big around here. And the other food trucks that did like breakfast stuff around here. Mm-hmm. A lot of people love the good shit. They did like tater tots, I think, and they put breakfast on top. Fire. Right. They opened up a building, so everybody was going there like, yeah, this hit. Bang. Soon as they opened up a building, they was open maybe a month and a half, 2 months, right back to the truck. Yep. The building needs to be sitting there, and they got to be right back in the truck. So that's where you can see kind of where it goes. And then so you just seen it from that standpoint, where you see a lot of places, people walking around, food places, all those closed down. You're trying to do soft openings, so you see about any day from 25% to 75% mask wearing, but we'll see how it goes.
Is it mandatory to wear a mask out there when you're outdoors?
Nope. Oh, okay. Nope, it ain't mandatory. I mean, so that's why if you go to Walmart, I'm masked up everywhere I go. I'm a slight germaphobe, missus. Escalated to the nth degree. Like,
right, I can feel that.
My wife be getting mad at me, like, hey, it's your problem. Like, you know, I'm like this. You know, leave me alone, man.
Right.
You can't go to the store with me if you ain't going to put on your mask and you ain't going to wear the gloves.
Oh, yeah, you fully kitted out.
Get a wipe hand. You get a car, kids, wipe your hands. Go home, wash your hands. I'm a little crazy with
it. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I was just thinking, it's crazy how, like you were talking about, like restaurants. I was talking to somebody and it's like, you can see a lot of, and this isn't necessarily technology, but like it's the next wave. A lot of things that were on the verge of happening are going to be like, the cycle is going to be sped up a lot. So I don't know if you guys had it out there, but out here in LA, you see a lot less, like brick and mortar restaurants. And it's a lot of those shared kitchens because everything was moving to like Uber Eats and all that. So I feel like for people that were already on that wave, those business owners, like, their transition won't be as tough and they won't be hit as hard in the aftermath of this. But like I said, a lot of those restaurants that were like dependent upon like people coming in and sitting down, it's going to be tough.
It's real tough because you get to see the change and it's pushing everything. We are already discussing like how we see the use, the social interaction is limited, right?
Mm-hmm.
But this just pushes it even more. So it's that next phase. Is everything's going more digital once again.
Yeah. Yeah, it fucked me up because I've been so much of a, you know, everybody know I'm an introvert, but like I was working to this mode. I was like, yo, when spring and summer 2020 come, I'm going to be out here. And I was like, damn, the one time I wanted to get out of the house, I can't do shit. But it could be worse. Yeah, but it could be worse. It's probably keeping me out of trouble and it's definitely keeping me from spending money. But that I know the moment, like, there's, and I don't want to say like on a serious note, but like there's no way this ends well, not in the grand scheme of things, but like the moment we can go out the house again, I think it's going to create a new virus. Like it's people going to be so stupid and reckless. And you know,
it's going to happen. That's why I said, as soon as they open it up, you're going to be like, oh yeah, this restaurant had an outbreak. Boom. There it is again.
I'm going to be in the middle of somebody's sweaty ass club like an idiot. I'm going to be right. Just one night. I'm going to be out there. I'm going to go roll the dice.
Exactly what's going to happen. Watch. It's going to explode.
Bro, like,
I'm going to be apprehensive.
And that's where like being like a family man benefits you, because like all the single people that just been chilling,
yeah,
they about to be out there. Well, not for me, it's cool, but like when I actually want to go out, like it's just human nature. You're going to gravitate towards people. You're going to interact. And
yeah,
like you said, nobody knows who really got what, because nobody's really, I mean, there's so many applications to that sentence right there, but like in the sense of like the coronavirus, nobody's really going out there involuntarily. If you're a healthy individual and you're young, not many of us are going out there to be tested. So that's going to be a whole different thing.
No, and they said the test is terrible too. Like, it's like
an
STD test for your nose.
Literally. I know I'm probably going to have to take it, just because one of the reasons, and I'm glad I didn't go home just in general, but like I always, and even early on, I joked about it, but like I would have hated to go home and give that shit to my parents. My parents are old. So that's the only reason I foresee myself right now getting tested, is like if I think I'm going to take a trip back to Omaha, you know. But even then, it's like, well, you can be on the plane with somebody and so many different variables.
Yeah, my mama lives here, and I ain't even let the kids go here.
Damn, that's real, though.
They can't come over. I'm like, sorry. Yeah, I'm getting you sick.
Right.
Like, but you guys have been quarantined. I'm like, yeah, but I don't know. They said you can't tell if you got it.
So, yeah, no, it's better to be safer than sorry, especially for people that are more at risk and, you know, being older and black. It's a double whammy right there.
Yep. So, sorry, Mom.
So, other than the music, how you been spending? Well, I guess I'd ask how you been spending your downtime, but it sounds like work and fathering.
Work, fathering, music. I'm gonna put together probably a visual or two on it. So I've been brainstorming those ideas.
I was gonna ask you, just from being on the other end of it, as a creative. And as a musical artist that wants to put a visual together, like how are you approaching that in your mind right now? Like at right now, I mean, like in a month, like you may be able to just do it normally, but like right now, how are you approaching the thought process of that visual?
I can do a lot of things. I'm self-sufficient on a lot of things. So that's where it's a gift and a curse. But I'm also a work I can delegate very well.
So
that's the process of being a manager. So I'm kicking those two around. As far as creating video ideas, I always had like great concepts for other people's videos. I always visualize what it's supposed to look like. So for myself, it makes it easier. And then I say, hey, this would be dope. And then I scale it down. What can I actually do that would look good? And so then I've been working at it from that. So I got like two different angles with two different joints that I'm going to shoot.
Okay.
One I can basically do myself. It should be easy. The other one is going to require someone else.
Right. Okay. That's dope. So you say you're going to do about how many tracks? Four or five? Six?
It'll be like four or five.
Four or five. Okay. How many are close to finish?
I got about three or four that are close to finish. I got to record like two more. I've actually probably got seven recorded. A couple of them ain't finished, but I'm cutting a couple of them.
Right.
So, and keep the four or five ones that really sound good.
What's your target date for release?
Today, June, mid-June. If I can do mid-June, it's good. All I do is finish these, get them mixed. That's going to be the toughest part. Then the rest of it is nothing.
Right.
It makes, I can put them out there. The promotion is going to be key. It's difficult to do the right promotion. You got to be tapped into to how you promote nowadays. So.
I gotta ask you something. Go ahead, though.
Go ahead. That's it.
With me knowing you, and just I know who you are, how you are, and how you see a lot of things. What is your? And I'm just asking. What is your thought on TikTok and all that right now, and like utilizing that as a platform?
For the kids, in my opinion, but because my daughter TikToks every day with the dancing shit. And then I see older people now, like women trying to use it for attention. I see that.
Really see that. Go ahead.
A lot of maybe I'm not tapped in enough, but a lot of men effectively using it to get. So I would need to do some more research on it. But only thing I've seen on it, sir.
Yeah, you know, I agree. I think you're pretty much right. But it also goes back. Well, my question, I guess, is the people that use it may not be your demographic for the people that you're creating for, but it is also the people that consume and actually like when they always say women will buy more than men. And of course, if you got the bangers, you know, the musically, those also usually do well if the sonics and the music and the instrumentals are right for those TikTok dances or whatever. So I was just curious because times are changing.
Yeah, I'm going to leave no platform untapped, but it's not, I can just be honest, I'm not very versed in.
I'm not either. But I'm trying to figure out how to utilize it, whether it's for myself or other people. So I was just curious. Yeah. But no, I think that's a good window. That could be a huge window for the fact that a fair amount of people will still be at home, but you know they still want that summertime vibe, and you know nothing gets the energy right like good music, and you got a visual to go with it. It's even better.
That's what I'm trying to say. Quick and efficient. So that's not the reason it's going to be short. I'm doing that on purpose. But the visuals and everything, that's why I got to get these finished.
Right.
Like I said, it shouldn't take long. I should have them mostly finished in the next couple of weeks. Then I can start tackling what I want to do for the visuals. And then I can start tackling how I want to do it for the market.
And what's the socials for everything that you're doing creatively? Social media account.
What?
Your Instagram or Twitter or whatever. What are your social media account names?
Oh, everything is at Scribe Music.
Scribe
Music. Okay. All one word. So that's Instagram, Twitter, Snap, that's everything.
Okay, cool. Well, brother, I'm about to figure some things out here in a minute. I got to eat. I'm trying, that's the one good thing. Like, I've been able to get on my health kick and try to do like my meal planning and my intermittent fasting and all that. So I'm trying to stay on a good schedule. So I do appreciate that out of all of this time.
That's good. Yeah, real good.
Hey, ain't shit else to do.
I haven't been able to do it. I've been working out though every day, not lifting. Probably lost a lot of strength.
Yeah, no, I've been doing a whole month. I just walk everywhere. Like I walk to the grocery store. I probably look like the Walking Dead. I be out there, the hoodie and the mask, but then I got like a backpack and because it's like grocery store is like half a mile away. So like usually like today I did like I forgot my wallet, but I would have went like a 4.5 mile round trip walk and then stopped at the grocery store on the way home.
Oh, you got a good walking.
Yeah. But I mean, if I was just going to the grocery store back and forth, it's like a mile and a quarter round trip, but I might as well. But luckily enough, like I was just trying to start getting into meal prepping in February. So when March came, I was like, well, I was already trying to figure out recipes. So I got the time. But yeah, that's a good thing that came out of it for me. But yeah, brother, I'm about to try to get in this kitchen and figure some stuff out. Trying to think if we miss anything else. What you got going?
No, that's it. I'm going to tap in with you as soon as I get all this done. So probably give me a month.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to it. And at some point, might be 21 by the time things settle down, but I'm about to come out there in Arizona, see what y'all got going when we get a vaccine.
Yeah, we was gonna go shoot out to LA in a couple of weeks. That changed with all of this.
Right.
Well, get some cheap flights, but it is what it is. Then we'll be back out there. I want to do it sometime soon this summer.
Oh shit! You know we'll be around out here. But yeah, bro. Let me know, and I appreciate it. And then I'll definitely hit you offline in a minute.
Okay, bet.
Appreciate you.
All right, go. All right.